And now it's time for another installment of our series, My Big Break. And this one starts out with a bang.
My name is Bang Bang, and I'm a New York City tattoo artist.
His given name is Keith McCurdy, but the world knows him as Bang Bang. And while you may not know his name, if you follow music or sports or fashion at all, then you've probably seen his work. He inked a chest piece on Justin Bieber on a plane midair. He tattooed Katy Perry backstage at the Super Bowl, and he worked a portrait of LeBron James's daughter onto the basketball star's back. But Bang Bang's big break was Rihanna. Bang Bang has designed and inked most of Rihanna's tattoos, including the one captured in so many photos, an intricate Indian henna pattern that dances along her wrist to the tips of her fingers.
I'm not the only person that's tattooed Rihanna, but I'm the only one that tattoos her again and again and again and again and again.
Years before Keith McCurdy's needle touched a Grammy-winning artist, he was a struggling high school student working part-time at Red Lobster. But he craved an artistic outlet, so
I ordered a tattoo kit online.
He was 18 years old.
It came and I walked from the front door with the box to my mom's kitchen, set it up, and started to tattoo. And every day since, with that enthusiasm and diligence, just loved and continued to tattoo.
McCurdy says he was hooked immediately. He tattooed his friends, his cousins, himself, eventually gaining enough experience to get a job at a local tattoo shop.
In hindsight, it was a terrible decision. I mean, it worked out, but man, you know, I dropped out of high school to tattoo outside of a trailer park, and I tattooed guns on my neck so that I would have no choice other than to succeed at it. Tattoo, tattoo.
And he did succeed. Within a year, Bang Bang was out of the trailer park and in the Big Apple.
New York City just has more people. I'm gonna go where the skin is. So if that's my canvas, I'm gonna go there. I got Elvis on my elbow. Meeting people and saying, hey, I'm this 19-year-old tattoo artist, and I just moved here from Delaware, and I'm looking for a job. And they're looking through a book that's years beyond what a 19-year-old should be doing. And some of them didn't believe that it was my work.
Bang Bang eventually landed a job in a tattoo shop on the Lower East Side. It was cramped, four tattoo artists working elbow to elbow in a grungy basement. And then she walked in.
I didn't know who she was. All I knew was she was a singer.
It was Rihanna.
My friend came and told me, you know, there's this singer who wants a tattoo. And so she wants to know who the best guy was. And I always tell people that he lied and said it was me. And so I got the opportunity to meet her. And when she walked in with a group of like 6-foot-tall, beautiful women. And I didn't know who was the famous singer because they were all just looked like celebrities to me. So I peeked my head up and said, hey, who's getting the tattoo? She raised her hand and I was like, all right, cool. So what do you want? And she's like, shows me a necklace. I really want this. And I really want it on the back of my leg. And the reason she was really comfortable getting tattooed by me was she saw a tattoo that I had made on my then boss. And it was a tattoo of Freddy Krueger. Tell him Freddy sent you. Rihanna loves Freddy Krueger, so she lost her mind. She wanted to take pictures with the tattoo. She really fanned out about it. And so she came in the next day and gave me a really big hug, and she came in with a reporter. So we're tattooing in the window of the storefront, and there's people outside watching. We're doing an interview, and she's moving because she's extremely ticklish. And for me, it was very difficult to make that tattoo. She's talking, and she moves a lot when she talks. She's speaking with her hands, and I'm like, there's this girl that will not sit still, and everyone's watching me, and I'm stressing out. It finished. It went really well. We got along really well.
That delicate line of Sanskrit text that Bang Bang tattooed on Rihanna's hip kicked off his superstar career. He became Rihanna's go-to tattoo artist, and soon other stars came to his shop looking for his unique blend of fantasy, artistry, and precision. Shine bright like a diamond. Bang Bang now owns and manages his own shop, and moments like that first encounter with Rihanna are now business as usual.
I'm preparing myself all the time for that call, because I know that Justin Bieber may call me at 3 a.m. and I have to tattoo him at 6. That has happened. I may need to fly across the planet because LeBron calls at 9 p.m. and I have to fly on the first flight the next morning, and I have to sort out my whole world to get it done. But saying yes and making sure that I'm available to do it is what really kind of laid the foundation for the opportunities that came. I saw the life inside
That was tattoo artist Bang Bang describing his big break, a tattoo for soon-to-be superstar Rihanna.